Chatham County Roundup, presented as always by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. Find them online at weaverstreetrealty.com. Find more on the Chatham County government at chathamnc.org. We're joined on the phone by Karen Howard, who is a Chatham County Commissioner and chairs the board. Commissioner, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
I'm good. Always a pleasure to be here.
So give us the update on Chatham County. Let's start with COVID-19, since we're still very much in the midst of that fight. What are the numbers? What are the trends that you're seeing in Chatham County, and what are town officials, county officials doing to combat it?
So we're still seeing numbers go up, and which is, you know, a concern across the board, across the region. And last night our health board met and passed on a resolution to our board requiring that people wear masks in government spaces and urging that people wear them in public, which I think goes some way. And of course our board will have to have a conversation, hopefully not waiting until our next board meeting, which isn't until mid-July. But I think given the kinds of numbers we're seeing, the spread in the community and the spread in the region, we really should be looking at a mandatory mask wearing. I think Orange County and Durham have done the right thing, the city of Raleigh. And we know that the places that have had the most success in flattening the curve, but also reducing the number of infections, have gone a little farther than we are right now. So I'm very hopeful. I think the general consensus on our board is that we need to do something more to protect the public.
And would that be a face mask requirement, not just for government buildings, but all over?
Yes, that's the thought. Mm-hmm. And clearly, you know, you can make these things mandatory. Our goal is certainly not to be seeking any kind of punishment. But I think it sends a very strong message to the community that as we begin to ease into more relaxed phases, it does not signify a time to return to a more relaxed approach to combating the virus. And in fact, we probably have to be more personally responsible and take further measures to protect our health and to protect the health of those around us. And I think it sends a much more powerful message than to just ask that people wear them in government spaces. We care about our employees. We care about the public coming into those spaces. But we care about the entire community, and we really should be doing what's in the best interest of the entire community.
Generally speaking, are you seeing folks in Chatham kind of following along with those recommendations, the wearing of face coverings and the social distancing?
Yeah. Well, so the recommendation has actually just come from the health board last night was sent to us today. So it hasn't been publicly pushed out yet. But I will say that in the few times that I've been out, I've certainly seen the vast majority of people wearing a mask when they weren't able to socially distance. And I've gone into a couple of shops for grocery and pet supplies. And I would say that almost everyone had on a mask. And I was very impressed that all of the staff in the restaurant, I've been to a restaurant and I've also been to a couple stores, and everybody really is, I thought, doing a very good job of maintaining that social distance. And when you couldn't do that, then wearing the mask.
Speaking with County Commissioner Karen Howard, chathamnc.org for more information on county government, including the Board of County Commissioners. So with all of that in mind, how are just municipal organizations in general responding to this? It's not just the immediate thing. It's also kind of looking forward to later in the summer and the fall. I know the school system has to start making plans now for an uncertain fall. So how are they doing it?
Absolutely. So we have gotten parents with kids in the school system have gotten a survey asking for information on how families are planning to return to school. Are you planning to send your kids back regardless? Are you planning to only send them back if we have a vaccine? Do you have some sort of in-between ground where if we are flattening the curve, you feel you'll be comfortable, or will you simply not feel comfortable at all? And that can give the school system some information on how to start planning. If we're looking at modified schedules, so you don't have the full student population in school on the same days, Are we looking at perhaps reduced class sizes and more families wanting access to online learning? I mean, they can't really, they we can't afford as a community, as a state, to fund every single option. I think what we really have to be doing is looking at what are the most feasible options given the lay of the land and where we're heading in August, and see what families are willing to do and feel most comfortable doing for the health and education of their kids.
Have you been in on any of those conversations with parents or with people who are in the school system, what they're hearing?
I have. And, you know, I will say the only thing I haven't heard is anyone say that I'm not sending my kids back at all unless there's a vaccine that's mm-hmm. generally available. But I am hearing permutations of all of the other options. And I'm sure it depends on what your children's needs are and what levels your kids are at school. There are some grade levels that are more independent. I have a special needs son who the supports that he gets at school can't really be replicated at home. But so there's a lot that goes into the discussion and a lot that goes into how the parent comes to a decision. I also don't work outside of the home. So that gives me a lot more flexibility than a household that has parents that are, you know, young children and the parents work outside the home. So, you know, the school system is very aware of this, and the goal is to meet the demand for education in as safe a way as possible, but also to respect the wants of the community. And I think it was wise to send out a survey and get a sense of what the community was looking forward to or expecting for the fall.
What would you like to see?
And so I have, you know, I do have two 16-year-olds who are almost 17, and they're fairly independent. So I think I'm in a unique category. I think that I could very easily readapt to homeschooling. Although my son did tell me that he prefers his regular teacher better, and I prefer his regular teacher better too.
Yeah.
But I would prefer them to be in a school setting. And for many reasons, for all of the reasons that I chose public school, I would like my kids to be in that school setting. I think the environment is important. I think the experiences they get are important. And I think there's a level of learning that happens in a classroom that's unique to a classroom. And I like to think that that makes a difference for my kids. So that's how I feel personally. I also know that I would think very differently if I worked outside of the home and had younger children. I would think that they needed to be in school regardless.
Speaking again with County Commissioner Karen Howard, again, ChathamNC.org for more information on county government. Other things that county officials or county organizations are doing to, you know, deal with or adapt to or COVID-19 or keep people connected?
So I think there's some good things that are happening on the ground. And one is that our library has started doing curbside pickup.
Nice.
And which is a wonderful thing to be able to have. You can order your books online and pull up to the curb. They're still keeping the social distance between the staff and the customer, putting the books in the back trunk. And you're off with a nice supply of books or videos or whatever it is that will keep you entertained. And I think that's such a wonderful way of adapting, right? We think about how socially isolated we are or physically isolated we've become. And if there was anything that we could really do in this time, it's read, right? Read together, read independently, read new things. And so I think the fact that our library responded in this way is wonderful. And it's certainly, I know that of people with older relatives that it's made a huge difference for. So that's a really good thing. And then we've had continued success with some of these local efforts to meet the local needs with some of the caremongering groups. And I just think it's been wonderful the way the community has wrapped around itself and said, we have everything we need here. Let's share it. It's been very inspiring, certainly at a time when other issues around the state and around the country are difficult. It's been nice to see these positive things popping up. Of course, we're still dealing with the difficult issues, but we are reminded that in the midst of that, we are in a community that cares about each other.
I love the word.
And that's been really wonderful.
I love the word caremongering, too. You hear about hate-mongering and fear-mongering and war-mongering. You never hear about caremongering
Absolutely.
Or love-mongering. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we come together for all of the other things. Let's come together for the wonderful things. But, right? Yeah, I agree. I hope that word continues.
Speaking with Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard. So as we start to wrap up this conversation, of course, the other huge thing that that everyone is talking about, focusing on, responding to, and working on right now is the ongoing movement against systemic racism, which is taking shape in every community and nationwide. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but how has that conversation continued in the last 2 weeks?
Well, I think it's a topic that's become near and dear to the hearts of a lot of people, a lot of Americans, and I think that's important. So I've been locally involved in conversations around racial justice and racial equity in our court system and how what's actually happening on the ground, what can we do to impact that, and who are our partners, right, in this space. So, and that's so important. It's, you know, we can say that Chatham is a wonderful place to live. North Carolina is a wonderful place to live, but we also have to acknowledge our shortcomings and that there are people in the system who do not receive the same treatment. And so to be able to see ourselves, warts and all, and still love ourselves, but lift us all out of that, that way of being that was accepted for so long. Is very important. And so to me, it was heartening to have people reach out and people with the power to make a difference reach out and start these conversations. So I'm having some with our school system, and I'm also having some with people that are involved directly in our judicial system. And that's where you can begin to understand what has happened and how it's impacting ordinary lives. And then figure out what can we do? What are the things that government can do? What are the things that the courts can do? What are the things that our school system and our school resource officers can be doing that make for a better outcome, a fair outcome for all people?
What are you hearing in terms of concrete suggestions?
Well, so we're not at the suggestion stage. I do hear anecdotal suggestions, mm-hmm. but we are at the stage where we are listening to people's stories, listening mm-hmm. to what people believe was the impact on them, and hearing that with a different – and seeing it with a different lens. You know, we've all been very quick to defend the systems that we work in because we believe ourselves to be good and we believe ourselves to be just and to be meeting out consequences evenly. But when you see that the outcomes are not equal, that we have disparate outcomes for black and brown boys versus white boys, when we see that the same thing happens for black and brown girls, and it happens across the age spectrum, we have to ask ourselves, what are we doing that is supporting that, and what could we be doing differently that will make a difference, make a positive impact? And so we're at that stage where we're hearing this, and we are pulling data. Because data is, it's not going to lie. We can say that we're doing a great job, but when the data suggests that we could be doing better, we're going to have to do better. And that's where we are. Early days yet, and lots of work to be done, but I'm happy that these players are coming to the table to have sometimes difficult conversations, but we're not going to get where we need to be if we don't acknowledge our present reality. And so that, I think we're moving in a good direction. We have accomplished nothing yet. And that's important to recognize. It's too soon, but something will come of this, and something must come of it. And we can't continue to let these incidences come to the surface and be brushed aside and go back to business as usual. And I think that the conscience of the nation has been stoked to do something different. And it's up to us to seize the moment and use it.
You drew the distinction there between racial disparities involving men and boys and racial disparities involving women and girls. I think that's a really important thing to keep in mind as well.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, when we correct it, we don't end up hurting anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it isn't something that takes away from another pool of Americans. It's additive when we correct. We corrected for everyone.
We got to start wrapping up this conversation, but anything else going on in Chatham County that folks ought to know about?
I'm sure there are a million things going on in Chatham County, but nothing that particularly jumps to mind. I do want to encourage people to the extent that they are able to continue to support our local nonprofits that are obviously going to be supporting more people as we go on in this pandemic. We've had wonderful support so far, and let's keep doing it. We have everything we need here.
Again, Chatham County or ChathamNC.org for more information on Chatham County. Go there and find out more. County Commissioner Karen Howard, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.
And this has been the Chatham County Roundup, made possible by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. Find them online at WeaverStreetRealty.com.